Mai te whānau, nau mai hoki mai. Welcome back to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. I am your host, Te Kahukura Boynton. I started this podcast as part of my mission to bridge the wealth gap. I have not cracked it yet, but I'm here to share the highs, the lows of my journey and bring in the experts to fill in the gaps. If you have been here before, nau mai hoki mai. And if you are new here, then welcome to the show. I'm so excited for today's podcast episode. If you are anything like me, you can feel the overwhelm of all of the different responsibilities in your life all at the same time, and it just feels like sometimes that time just runs out and there just never seems to be enough to achieve everything that you want to achieve. Juggling whānau commitments, trying to balance your hauora, your business goals, and still trying to find time to rest and recharge in between it all, it can feel absolutely overwhelming and it can leave you feeling absolutely shattered. I have been on a massive journey of learning how to stay consistent even when I'm tired, and I thought I would wrap it all up into a podcast episode for you to help you navigate these exact same things. You all know I don't like to muck around, so let's just dive into the juicy juice juice. Okay, when you have big goals, big visions, sometimes it means that you've got to actually... Let me take that back. It always means that you're going to have to do more. You cannot be expecting all of these extra outcomes, all of these extra results in your life without putting in extra mahi, going extra hard, doing the extra thing. But I also know that many of you who are listening to this podcast, you probably already are doing extra things. You probably already are going the extra mile. You're already sacrificing different things in your life, whether it be the sleep, whether it be your friendships, whether it be having fun in life. It could be all of these different things, but it can feel hard. It can feel tricky when you don't know what you're doing it for. When no matter how hard you're working, it just feels like you're just still swimming against the tide and the sunshine just ain't coming. And I've been there before where it can feel like you're doing absolutely everything in your power to make changes, to improve things, and it just feels like it's all for nothing. And that is why I'm encouraging absolutely everyone who's listening to this podcast episode to pause and have a think about why you were doing this, because that's actually number one. You've got to know your why. You've got to start with why. You've got to know why you were doing what you were doing, because if you don't, you're going to be where you are now, where you're like, I don't know if I can do it. And some of you may be clear on that. Some of you may have tamariki and you're like, I want to be a cycle breaker. I want to change, you know, things. I want to leave generational wealth. I want to do X, Y, Z. But I want you to go deeper than that. Why? Why do you want to do that? Why do you want to be the person who does that? What are you willing to give up in order to make that happen? And what are you not willing to? Because I think that's where a lot of people don't go wrong. They don't identify what they are not willing to sacrifice. And then in the process, they end up sacrificing it. Like me, for example, a lot of the things that I do is because I want freedom. I want the ability to just have that freedom, right? And I have a lot of freedom now, more than I used to back when I was working. And now that I work for myself, I have so much more time freedom to be able to like pick and choose when I work and all of the things, right? But it's so much deeper than that. And one of the things that really helped me was clarifying what I'm working for and what I'm not willing to sacrifice in order to achieve that. So one of the things that I'm not willing to sacrifice in order to achieve my goals is my health, because I don't see the point in having more freedom if I'm sick, right? I don't see the point in having the freedom to not work if it means that I have to lie in a hospital bed the whole time, or you know what I'm saying? So understand your why, but also determine what you are not willing to sacrifice, because with this information, we can then move from here so that we can do all of the things that we need to do so that we can achieve our goals in life, in business, in everything, right? So why do you want what you want? What are you willing to sacrifice? And what are you not willing to sacrifice? Those are some really important questions that I want you to ask yourself. Now, once you have done that, the next thing I really want to talk about is expanding your capacity. Now, you cannot get more time in your day, but you can get more energy, which can allow you to increase your productivity and have you achieving more in less time. Now, here's some things that I do in order to achieve this. The first one is I have a list of non-negotiables. What are the things that I have to do every single day, no matter what? Aha kua te aha. Don't get me wrong, there are days where these things don't happen, life happens and it sucks. But, you know, if 90% of the time you're achieving these things, then I think that's great. So, first one is sleep. 8 hours, non-negotiable, every day. What does the research say? If you don't have enough sleep, your cognitive performance drops. Sleep is when your brain consolidates memories, it processes information, it clears out the waste, and sleep deprivation reduces activity in your brain. So decision making is harder, focus is harder, problem solving is harder. Anyone who is losing sleep right now knows the costs of not getting a good night's sleep. But I just really want to reinforce how important it is to get your sleep and how detrimental it is not getting enough sleep. Your attention and your focus shrinks. And so what this means is that your productivity is going to drop. Now, the third thing that I think a lot of people don't realize is that if you don't have enough sleep, this will also impact your motivation and your willpower, making it really hard to stay consistent because you haven't had enough sleep. There is a reason why depriving someone of their sleep is one of the ways to torture people, because it's so detrimental. The other one is physical performance. It is so much harder to physically perform if you do not have enough sleep. Sleep is literally like so important, okay? Big picture, one bad night, you're probably going to be a bit groggy. You're probably going to be a little less sharp, but you can push through it. Several nights of bad sleep, your productivity is going to start decreasing, you're going to work slower, you're going to procrastinate more, and then you're going to make more mistakes, and then you're going to have to spend more time recovering from these mistakes. But chronic sleep debt, not getting enough sleep like every night, your underperformance is going to start to be normalized. This is just how you're going to think you are, and you're not even going to realize that you actually could be better performing if you had more sleep. Now, it's really hard when you have all of these other things in your life that you want to do to get enough sleep, right? Because it's like, well, something's got to give. And what I'm sharing is that sleep is not one of those things, because this is one of the foundations to being able to achieve everything else. And sleep is one of those things that I, personally, no matter how busy things get, I have to get my 8 hours in. Because if I don't, things start to crumble. And I don't think that there's any purpose in it. So I know everyone listening is going to be at different circumstances, is going to have different life scenarios that may make it more difficult to get your 8 hours, particularly mama out there. And so I just wanted to share that even if it's, you know, not realistic to get your 8 hours, something like prioritizing your sleep is really important. Another one is eating really good kai. Sleep, nutrition, hand in hand. I really want to encourage everyone listening to this to focus on the kai that you're eating. I'm not a dietitian, but, you know, just doing your research and learning about the different kai and how they support you for different things. I'm not going to touch on that too much because I think everybody's different and I don't know your personal, you know, situation when it comes to nutrition, and I think everyone needs different things, though I'm not, you know, a nutritionist or anything like that, but, you know, that's what I want to say on that. I think not having good kai, I notice it because I eat so well on a normal basis. When I go, like, one day, or sometimes I'll have, like, a weekend where I just allow myself just to eat whatever I want, I notice so quickly I get high. Like, actually, initially, it feels like I'm literally high on sugar. It's so fun. And then immediately afterwards, you know, like, I was helping my uncle paint a house the other weekend, and we just had, like, I had chicken and chips for lunch, and then I had fish and chips for dinner, and then I had some pudding. And the whole day, I had so much energy to paint. I was having so much fun. And it was at night, I literally had a breakdown over literally nothing. And I reckon it was the sugar. And the next day, I was in the worst mood ever. and I reckon it was the sugar. I notice it a lot more because I usually eat really well, but that just goes to show how impactful the kai that you are eating is on your ability to think, your ability to process information, your ability to regulate your nervous system. It's just crazy. And so it's going to be so difficult to stay consistent when you're not eating the right kai, isn't it? Last thing that I think is really important, your sleep, your nutrition. The next one is who you are hanging around with. If I have less energy after I hang out with someone because they're super negative, they're super down, they're super, you know, like that, I will make a conscious effort to not hang out with that person or to minimize how much time I'm spending with that person because the cost is just too great. If I leave hanging out with someone exhausted, then that's not just costing like that time. It's like everything. If I can't focus on my mahi after, you know, hanging out with them, that's a red flag. That's a red flag. And sometimes we're related to these people. So, you know, you can't just cut everyone off. But what I'm saying is like just being mindful of that. Number three, actually, because number one is start with why and ask yourself those questions. Number two is what are your non-negotiables? Number three is prioritizing. When I was at law school, I was also working at a law firm. I was also helping to nurse my nan. I was trying to grow my business and I was trying to be a healthy girl and I was trying to rest and relax and I was trying to have friends and I was trying to keep a clean house and I was trying to literally be superwoman. And I realized I just couldn't do it all. And so this next tip that I want to share with you all is accepting that you are not Wonder Woman, or if you're a man, you are not Spider-Man or whatever the male version of this is. I really want to encourage everyone listening to this to take a pause and actually reflect on what are the things that are really important for you, because the reality is that you cannot do everything. And I use this analogy inside my book, Maori Millionaire, which, oh my gosh, I just cannot believe it's literally a bestseller. Anyways, I use this analogy in the book about cups. This is nothing new, but like you have all of these cups in your life, and if you're trying to do 10 million things, each cup only has a little tiny bit in it. And it's far more effective if you want to create impact to just focus on a few things. And so at that point in my life, I decided that I had to make a decision between law and Māori Millionaire because I could not do both. And this was a risk. This was a gamble because I was at such an early stage of business that it was like, this is literally taking a huge risk and a huge bet on myself. I don't know how this is going to turn out. But I also, you know, knew that I have quite a high risk tolerance and I'm willing to take that risk, take that gamble. And I decided to do it knowing that, you know, law school would always be there for me, but I wasn't sure if Māori Millionaire would be if I, you know, decided to stop that. And so that was a decision that I made. I decided to prioritize that. But at that point in time, I decided to prioritize three things and only three things. That was my business, my hauora, my whānau. That was not an order. It was more like my hauora, my whānau, and then my business. And I say it in those three, that order, because I think my hauora is the foundation for everything. So when I wake up first thing every single morning, I go for a walk in the sun, in the direct sunlight. This really helps my circadian rhythm. It helps with my energy. It gives me just some time to reflect, to pause, to just, you know, think about things. And why I share this is because then I start pouring into other people, my whānau, my business, you know, but I can't do that if my cup is empty. So I first thing in every single day, I focus on me and looking after myself, having my healthy breakfast, all of the things. But this is all about prioritization. And I think this is a big thing that so many people don't do, is that they don't prioritize effectively. They think that they do, but then they're spending all of their time and energy on things that actually aren't important to you. Just like I talk about the concept of value-based spending when it comes to your pūtea, it's exactly the same value-based spending your time, value-based spending your energy. You know, those things were in alignment with what I valued. I value my business. I value my whānau. I value my health. And so law school was something that at that point in time wasn't a value of mine. And so I decided not to prioritize it. You know, I decided to prioritize other things. So do a clear and honest reflection on what it is that you want out of life. Not forever, just for the next 6 to 12 months, you know, what do you want to do? And I would think beyond this, like, don't just fully live in the moment forever, but like, consider what you want to get out of this year, consider what it is that you want to spend your time on, and know that something's probably going to have to give, but make it be something that you're choosing to give, not something that you unwillingly do. And I mean that from the place of, I sacrificed my health in my journey, but I didn't do that, like, I didn't think about it consciously, like, I want to sacrifice my health. It was something that I did unintentionally because I didn't do this prioritization exercise. So I prioritized working for someone else, I prioritized someone else's business over my health. And that meant that my health actually came at a cost of that, but I didn't consciously know this. So at least do an audit of what you were, you know, what you're willing to give up. For me, it was law school, but I wasn't willing to give up my whānau, I wasn't willing to give up my hauora, and I wasn't willing to give up my business either. So those are the three things I decided to prioritize. So you can do absolutely anything you set your mind to, but you cannot do everything, and you just have to accept that. And I think that's a tricky thing for a lot of wahine, a lot of tāne who listen to this podcast. A lot of you guys are overachievers. You guys want to do more. You want to be generational cycle breakers. You want to just change the game. And I think it's really important to have depth in what you do, as opposed to doing it the other way, where you're doing a lot of things, you're doing a lot of kaupapa, but you're not actually making any like significant meaningful change. Like focusing on one thing, focusing on two things, I think is way better, because you're able to see more progress and more impact in those few things than doing a million things and not really seeing much progress. Number three, you know, after you've done your prioritizing and everything like that, sometimes you're not going to feel like it. Sometimes you will be tired, and sometimes you're going to have a stink day, but stuff your feelings, stick to the plan. Discipline is what you need, not motivation. So many people are searching for motivation. How can I feel motivated to get, you know, up and doing something? Motivation is important because, you know, you do want to have the feeling of doing something, but the motivation comes after the action. You know, something that motivates me is my progress, but the only way I get progress is by doing the thing even when I don't feel like doing it. And so I don't rely on motivation. I rely on discipline. I rely on, you know, this big vision, this big goal, and doing the mahi even when I don't feel like doing it. Because if you just rely on what you feel like doing, you're never going to make progress. You have to just stuff your feelings and stick to the plan. And sometimes it sucks and sometimes it's hard. But if you know anyone who's achieved absolutely anything in their life, whether it be great health outcomes, great business success, you know, they've been able to achieve absolutely crazy stuff, they didn't go, oh, I don't feel like it today, and then stop. They did it. They did what was required of them. You have to show up so many times. It would be unrealistic for you to not experience success. And I think that's the thing that most people don't understand about life. They expect too much, and they're just not willing to actually put in what's required. And I don't want anyone who listens to this podcast to be that person. If you've got a big goal, you've also got to do big action. Period. You know, mic drop. allow for wiggle room. This is number four. So in saying all of this, I am also a wahine, I am also a mokopuna, I am also a daughter, I am also a sister, I also have endometriosis. For anyone who doesn't know, it basically just means a lot of pain and a lot of other symptoms that come with it, like low energy, mood swings, I'm trying to think, brain fog, like lots of different symptoms that come from it. And I know a lot of wahine will also struggle with like PMS or any number of different things, whether it be health conditions, just a lot of whānau stresses, all of the things. And something that I have come to realize is that, you know, this disciplined mindset is so helpful because it allows me to better manage all of these other things in my life. However, one thing that I wish that I had granted myself a little more of is a little bit of grace, because you need some wiggle room. Sometimes my pain from my endometriosis is really, really bad, and I had previously just forced myself to go to the gym or forced myself to do different things, and I don't think that that's wise. I think, you know, just for my own personal situation, I think it can be dangerous when you just force yourself to do things if there's actually something deeper going on. And so I would allow yourself the wiggle room to do something different, to get support, to see a medical professional, all of the different things. If you think something is going on, like, actually go out and get help, because forcing yourself is just going to mask something, and I don't think that that's a good idea. So for me, because of my pain and because of the impacts on my energy and my mood and all of these things, I do allow myself the wiggle room to not just not do anything, because that doesn't help either, but for I know what I need, because I'm literally me. I'm honest with myself about what I need. And so sometimes I'm a little bit sore, and sometimes going to the gym does help, but sometimes going to the gym will make it worse. And so I allow myself to go on a walk or go for a swim instead, because sometimes those things that are a little bit less stressful on the body help me a bit more. And so I just want to encourage you to have an honest convo with yourself about what you actually need, and don't hate yourself for anything. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't be mean to yourself. Remember that you're here for the long game. You're not just here for quick wins. You're here to build sustainable habits, not short-term success. So if that means going for a walk instead of doing your gym routine, like, let that be absolutely perfect, and be grateful that you can move your body. And I thought it was really important to include this in this podcast, because I think wahine Māori, tāne Māori, anyone wanting to break cycles, anyone wanting to do anything incredible and exciting, you can put so much pressure on yourself. And I just want to encourage you to have a little grace sometimes if you need it, but practice discernment. Like, if you're just being a lazy girl and you're just like, you have none of these problems going on, and you're just like not going because you're just actually being lazy, then get your bum in the gym. But if you genuinely have something below the surface that you're navigating, love yourself, hold yourself in the discomfort, give yourself what you need. I thought it was important to say that, because I don't hear many people talking about it, especially in this like hardcore, I don't know, like self-development discipline world that I put myself into. A lot of the people who I look up to in this space are men, and I remind myself of that a lot of the time, because I am not a man and I have different challenges that I navigate, and just being, that's just real. That's the reality of life as a wahine. So those are my things. Number one, start with why. Ask yourself what you are not willing to sacrifice. Number two, how can you expand your capacity so that you have more energy, more productivity, and the ability to focus on your mahi more? Number three is prioritize it. Nothing sucks more than sacrificing something that you weren't willing to sacrifice. Choose what you're willing to sacrifice. So for me, and just going off of that, for me, at one point in my time, I actually told myself, I am actually sacrificing friendships right now in this period of my life. And I didn't have any friends for like 6 months or a year, because I actually decided I did not have the capacity for that in my life. And some people will say this is really unhealthy. I still had relationships in my life, like I still had family, but I decided to focus on my business, my whānau and my hauora, and I just felt like I didn't have any space for anything else in my life. And so I actively decided that, and that was something that I felt okay doing. Not everyone's going to, and that's fine. Some people need relationships more than others. I'm very independent, but now I have a much more balanced life. But for a little while, I really wanted to invest in my business and grow up, but I also wanted to show up for my whānau and my hauora. And so that's just how I did it. I'm not saying you should do it, but I decided that's what I was going to sacrifice, was friendships, knowing that afterwards I could make new friends, even though it was a bit socially awkward after that. But prioritizing. And then number three, give yourself the hard talk when you need it. Stuff your feelings, stick to the plan. But also number five is allow for some wiggle room. That is today's podcast episode. Remember, you are here for the long game, not for quick wins. Build sustainable habits, not short-term success. I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast episode. I definitely enjoyed recording it. If you did, it would mean the world to me if you could share this on your story. Please tag me. I absolutely love seeing it. If you have any like podcast requests, or you just wanted to let me know if this podcast episode landed for you, please send me a message. I love hearing from you guys. Instagram is the best way to message me. But yeah, I just want to reach as many people as I can. I want to create as much impact as I absolutely can. So even if you didn't want to share this on your story, but you just wanted to send this to a friend who you think this would help, then please send it to them. I love you all. I will chat to you all in our next podcast episode. Kia pai te ra and hei kona.